morning. Real simple. Real simple. You can't leave here going, uh-oh, I didn't understand. Smartness. Dumbness. Amen? And there's a favorite passage of mine. It's Proverbs 6. If you're any time around fellowship, you're going to hear Proverbs 6 keep coming up. Proverbs 6, Proverbs 6. You're going to hear Proverbs a lot. You're going to hear Psalm 119 a lot. You're going to hear Philippians 2 a lot. You're going to hear Romans 8:28 a lot. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to hear certain things that have been a huge blessing in my life. You're going to hear 1 Corinthians 15. You're going to hear just everything. But Proverbs 6 is one of those things. Just need to keep it in your noggin. Be a great passage to memorize. Let's look at it. Smartness. Going to start it out today. Going to talk today about it's a smart thing to like what God likes. It's just smart. That's just a smart thing to do. You understand? Yes or no? What God says is good. It's good if you think that's good. Now, our flesh says different. Our flesh says, wait a minute, but I like it this way, but I want to do it this way. But wait a minute, if God says straight up, plain Jane English, no arguing with it, this is good, this is right, you do yourself a big favor to think that way. You understand? That's smart. Hey, in my house, if Mama said it was right, it was smart for me to do it that way instead of getting knocked out. You see what I'm saying? If the boss you work for, if it's not illegal and he owns the company and he tells you to do it this way, it's smart for you to do it the way he tells you. Do you understand? Yes or no? You know, you go to school, you're in class, you're a student. Teachers say do it this way. You can do it a bunch of ways. But guess what? You're going to be smart if you do it their way. Coaches that coach. This theme last week at Lemon Bay High School varsity football was do your job. Do what you're told to do as a player. Because that whole team works together. If you're not doing what you're told to do, the whole thing breaks down. You might not like doing what you're doing. It's so easy on the ball field to get out of what you're doing. But at the end of the day, the coach will take responsibility for success or failure if you do your job. If it doesn't work, what he's called, the play, the way he's taught you, but do your job. Amen. Say, you're listening to me. Because if you don't, you're going to get benched or you're going to run till your tongue hangs out. You're going to do so many, you know, down-ups and things like that. It's going to just go hurt you. It's not smart. Amen. So let's talk about it. And it happens in life. Let's look at it. What really matters to God? Some things that really matter to God. Don't you just check this out and see if you agree with me on this. Here we go. And I got this from somewhere, so you probably ought to agree with it. Here we go. It's right from the Bible here. Okay? You think God cares about my attitude? How about the words that come out of my mouth? I'm not talking about just cuss words. I'm talking about my words. Things I say to other people. My touch. Think that matters to God? My thoughts. Yes or no? The way I walk and live my life. Yes or no? My actions, what I do or don't do. What do you think about it? He thinks about my heart. You think he's concerned with my heart? Who I really am inside of me? See, these are all what to God? Help me now because we're going to sleep. These are all what? Big deals to God. These are all big deals to God. And you might wonder where I got these from. I was actually reading the Word one day, and as I was reading the Word, I just wrote down these things as I saw them in the passage. It was incredible. One of my favorite passages in the Bible, and I saw these things. And I wrote them down. I was amazed how they fit inside this passage. And so let's look at it today. My attitude. We're going to start with that list. My attitude is going to be in Proverbs chapter 6. Many of you knew this already. If you heard some of the stuff I already said this morning, this is an incredible passage. Okay? My attitude. God cares about my attitude. Proverbs chapter 6. Okay, it says a proud look, a proud look, pride. God cares about my attitude. We're going to build a list over here. The smart thing to do is to be humble. Say that with me. The smart thing to do is to be what? Humble. This is smart. To be selfless. To be selfless. To be selfless doesn't mean you don't care about yourself. To be selfless means you care about yourself, but you know you're a better person if you're humble. And also, being humble and selfless means you care for others. You understand? Say, it's not all about you. That's smart. This will work anywhere. It'll work in your house. It'll work in your home life. It'll work at the job. But it'd work in government. It'd work everywhere. It's a great principle. Okay? Smart's a great thing to teach our kids. To be humble, selfless, a proud look. Here's dumbness. Pop dumbness up. Dumbness right here. Some dumbness right here. Pride. As much as we are proud and we get full of ourselves, and it's an easy thing to do, isn't it? It's a dumb thing to do. Y'all listening or not this morning? It's a dumb thing to do. For me to think I'm better than somebody, me to get full of myself, that's a dumb thing to do, isn't it dumb? You're just dumb. I know you went to church, pastor done called you dumb. I know that, but it's the truth. Do I do it? Absolutely. Am I dumb when I do it? Mm-hmm. So, my attitude matters to God, and the smart thing is to me to do is be humble and selfless. Some scriptures. Everyone that's proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. That's not good. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. It's going to happen. He that's of a proud heart stirs up strife. But he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. You know, it's very unlikely if you're a humble person that you're going to stir up a lot of strife. Do you understand? If you're meek and you're humble, it's amazing how, I don't know. And it's amazing also how that those people in time get elevated into leadership and successful things happen. It's incredible. It's just because he's smart. Only by pride comes what? That's where fights come from. That's where fussing comes from. Contention. Somebody wanting to be the best and wanting to be, you know, all about them. But with the well-advised is what? Wisdom. Just some stuff today. Pride goes before what? Destruction. And a haughty spirit before you what? Fall. So it's smart, man. When pride comes, there comes what? Oh, there's nothing like the shame of a proud man. Who was all that. But guess what? At the end of the day, he won't all that. See what I'm saying? If he had chose that humble path, not made himself out to be all that, his fall wouldn't have been so big and humpty dumpty. Amen? Say. You understand? Come on. So God likes what? Humility. Amen. This is a good thing for us to go over, guys. I know. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm in school. This is good stuff right here. If you want to be smart, okay, this is the path. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Amen? Good stuff. So, let's look at it. Let's keep moving. Smartness and dumbness. All right? So, my attitude matters, right? Say, I feel like I'm tilling hard ground with you this morning. I mean, this is rough. This is rough. It's not easy to get up here and try to wake the dead out here. Come on. Are you hearing me today? I'm sorry, guys. Come on. Maybe you should jump in the truck with me. Here we go. My work. How many slept hard last night? You got the same problem I got. Come on. Here we go. Come on. A lying tongue. This is a special passage. The Bible says six things doth the Lord hate. A proud look, then a lying tongue. Seven are abomination. We're going to look at them. So my words. Here's the smart thing to do. Say that with me. Is it smart to be honest? I was at a car wash yesterday in Inglewood, local car wash in Inglewood. I don't know about you, but I get all over the place. I'm all over the place. I'm at a car wash in Inglewood, talking to the manager. He's a newer manager I hadn't seen. So I talked to him for just a little bit. Seemed like a fine fella. So I give him what I need to do, get my truck washed. And then I go inside. And I see this big old burly fella talking to him. Big old guy. I figured the guy's, you know, that's the truck out front. He's getting his truck washed. He's talking to the guy about it. Didn't seem to be angry, but it seemed to be something going on. So then I'm outside about to get my truck, and the manager gets in his car and speeds away. And the big burly guy comes outside. And said, I just fired him for stealing from me. I went, good. See, that's dumb right there. You listen to me. It's dumb to be dishonest. Y'all, you listen or not, say. Now, that seemed to be smart when you're getting it and you're taking it. That ain't going to fly, Jack. You hearing me today? Come on. Lying. Okay? Just lying. That's dumb. I mean, I don't care what you say. And we do it all the time. We say, we rationalize that lying is okay. Y'all listen to me or what? We rationalize it. And then before long, be honest with you, we start living the lie. We start believing the lie. I mean, we are crazy. Why not be honest? Say, tell the truth. That's the smart thing to do every time. Get it out of your mind that it's okay to lie. Are y'all listening to me or not? It'd be smarter for you to say, you know what, it is not appropriate ever for me to lie. Why don't you just live like that? Say, if the stuff hits the fan one day because you told the truth, well, let the stuff hit the fan. Excuse me. Y'all listening? I'm sorry. Tell the truth. This was a killer with me with my children. Oh, and by the way, I'm fixing to have me some more young'uns. You think I'm going to change, yes or no? Ain't happening. Ain't happening. I'm not going to raise some lying fools. You listen to me. Come on. Little rough. Thankfully, they're young enough. They can be taught. Amen? Come on. Uh-oh. Come on, watch it. The lip of the truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a what? Moment. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are His what? Delight. A froward man sows strife. A whisperer separates chief friends. Lying about somebody. So God likes what? So smartness is what? To be what? To be honest. Don't lie. No. How hard is that? That's something I learned. My mama was a drunk woman. But you lie to my mama, take your head off, she would. Good. I'm glad I learned that early. Okay? Lying is not a mistake, guys. It's a willful act. It's a willful act. But there we go. We think, oh, it's just a mistake. No, you didn't make a mistake. You lied. See, you see it? Yes or no? You understand?
We all make mistakes.
Did you know not everybody in this room has to grow up and be a liar? Say, come on, guys. We all sin, come short of the glory of God, that's for sure. And God's saying, look, I got a new life for you. I got a new path for you. I got blessing for you. This is the way to live. The desire of a poor man is his kindness, and a desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man's better than a what? Liar. To not have a whole lot, but to have your honor and your integrity and truth, and somebody can tell you something and or ask you something, and they'll go know they're going to get a good answer from you, straight answer. Isn't that good stuff? Sure it is. Keep going. My touch. What was this about? Six things the Lord hates: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands at what? We're going to try to get through them. It's going to be tough on me if I keep running my mouth. Smartness is what? One more time. Smartness is what? Do you think being kind with your hands and gentle with your hands is better than having dumbness over here? Come on. Violent hands. That's not a hard one, is it? We got that one, don't we? Especially some in this room who've been hit upside the face and hurt. You know what I'm saying? Or hands around your neck and choked. We have women right in this room. Women have had their, you know, quote, somebody who loved them with hands around their neck choking them. Is that dumb or what? Amen. Or to push and fight. Crazy. Gentle hands. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause, doing crimes, hurting people. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a what? Murderer, which is guilty of what? This is God's word. Somebody kills somebody with their hands, according to the word of God, their life should be taken. That's what God's word says. This is God's word. I know we're different on that, but listen, God really is big on this stuff called what? Gentle hands. Amen? It's the way we should be. Guys and ladies. Ladies who hit back and mess like that. I'm just a guy. I don't know what ladies do. Okay? But do ladies fight sometimes and hit back? Say, can I see some hands? And hit people and stuff? Well, that's not good. Gentle hands, loving hands. This is smart. This is good for you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Keep looking. We're flying. Are y'all asleep yet? Okay. My thoughts. Do my thoughts matter? A heart that devises wicked imaginations. God says, man, this isn't good. I don't want this for you. This is not smart. Smartness is good thoughts. Thoughts are plans for good. Clean thoughts. Clean thoughts. Wicked thoughts. Thoughts are plans for evil or dirty thoughts. Okay? Listen, I'm not saying we don't have dirty thoughts. I will never get up here on this stage and say I don't have dirty thoughts because I do. Okay? That'd be a lie, and I'm not going to lie to you. But is it smart for me to live over here and dwell on that? Yes or no? Is it smart for me to do that? No, it's not smart for me to do that. Okay? Anytime I do that, guess what? Gary is dumb. Amen. Put your name down there too, though. All right? Good thoughts. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Okay? God likes what kind of thoughts? Good thoughts. Finally, my brethren, I love this verse. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, say it with me. Think on these things. That's smart. That's smart. You thinking having those dirty thoughts going to lead to anything probably really good? No, it's not. Keep looking. My walk. God does not like feet that be swift in running to mischief. It's not smart to have feet like that. My walk. God likes peacemakers. People that seek to do the right thing. You hear me today? Trying to be a troublemaker? Look at dumbness is this. Troublemakers. It's just dumb. Well, I'm a troublemaker because you're dumb. You know what I'm saying? Seeking to do damage. Seeking to cause trouble. Trouble in a relationship. Trouble at work. Trouble wherever. Tearing up stuff. Always being the rear end. Excuse me. You know? Yeah, we have this at times on the football team. Troublemaker. Just that act, just wanting to cause some trouble. Why don't you just come on, get with the program, be part of the team. You listening or not? Churches are known for this. Say it with me. What? Troublemakers. Churches are known for that. You know what the Bible says about a troublemaker? Listen up. I want you to really hear me on this one. The Bible tells us to mark those that cause trouble among us. Did you know the Bible says that? The Bible tells us to mark it. To mark them. You might not like that, but if you're a troublemaker, you're going to get marked. Here at Fellowship Church, if you're a troublemaker, don't expect me to just accept that and to be nice with it. Expect one day, if you're a troublemaker, something to fly out of my mouth that you're not going to like. Because it's my job as pastor of this church for us to try to have unity and peace and kindness and not cause trouble here in this place. Y'all listen to me? Can we praise the Lord with me? Come on. Come on. Well, let the other churches do that. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Okay? Yeah, I mean, that's tough right there. I don't like that at all. At all. I am not going to live my life refereeing a fight. And being over a church where there's a bunch of mess, I got a referee. God didn't call me to be a referee. Y'all listening or not? He called me to love, but to preach the word, to care for people, to train, to teach, to build up in the faith. Me accepting trouble and you being a troublemaker and you being a pain in the rear end. Listen, excuse me. Come on, that's not acceptable behavior. We don't do that. Y'all listening or not? Okay? I won't hang out here. I won't do that. Amen? But I know there's a lot of you that don't want that either. Amen? Praise God. Amen? It's not why we come to church, is it? Say. No, not at all. Period. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Amen? God likes what? Peacemakers. We were taught, man, if you can't find something good to say, then don't say what? Anything at all. You know what I'm saying? But as believers, We can do better than that. We can actually say a good word, can't we? We can actually, because we have the Holy Spirit, we have the Word of God. We can direct things in a good, positive way. That's how we need to be. God likes peacemakers. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at what? Peace with him. Are we almost done, brother? We're trying. Woo! My actions. A false witness that speaks lies. This is sort of along the same line of what I just talked about a little bit. Smartness is being real. The smart thing to do is to be real. The smart thing to do is to be a person of integrity. Be who you are. Now, that doesn't mean if you've got all these quirks and problems and you screw up and all that, that you shouldn't want to change. But don't be a fake. Are you listening? Be real. Be real in who you are. Not a phony. Not a hypocrite. Jesus, man, he used his harshest words against this kind of behavior in the New Testament. And guys, it's something I fall into, you fall into doing this. This is something we got to realize when we're not being real. I'm not being smart, man. You understand? One of the best compliments I ever get from people, to me, it's my personal opinion, is when people say, you know, Pastor Clark, you know, I love you because you're real. You know, that doesn't mean I got my act together all the time. But that's what I want to be, is real. Whether you, one of my favorite lines I use around town is, the same I am in your store is the same I'm going to be when you see me on that stage. I'm eating in that restaurant. Like when I drive down the street, can you imagine when I'm in my pickup truck? You think somebody pulls out in front of me, it gets me ticked off, yes or no? Of course it gets me ticked off. I don't have angel wings. That's the honest to God truth. Do you understand what I'm saying? I struggle like you struggle. I hope you know that, right? Say. Be real. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. Be a person of truth and integrity and, you know, and doing the right thing. Being real, man. And when you're not doing the right thing, take ownership of it. And go, man, this is me. I'm the one who did this. You understand? My heart. He that sows discord among the brethren. These are just words I wrote down as I walked through this passage. These words up top. Smartness. Unity. Do you think it's smart to be a person of unity? Say. You think we should seek unity? Yes or no? Absolutely. I know I come across as abrasive, I guess because I am. But the point is, I don't want to fight with you. But if I have to, I will. But I don't want to. It's like Mom again. Boy, you don't want me to do this. I mean, come on. I saw the Madea movie the other night. I had never seen this stuff. But I watched it. Have y'all seen that crazy lady, Madea? You got to watch that. It's a guy dressed up like a black lady. Tyler Perry, and it's funny. It's funny. Plus, it's just funny because it reminds me of me. It reminds me of where I come from. It reminds me of the way I grew up. It's crazy. So I'm relating there. This is all black, you know, but to me, it's me. It's my life. It is so funny. But one of my favorite things is she would say, you don't want none of this. And that's what Mama would say. No, you don't want none of this. Jesus, God, you know he don't want none of this. Amen. Come on. Listen. Unity, unity, unity. That should be what we seek. Amen? Not he that sows discord. Discord is gossip. Gossip's horrible in a family. It's horrible in a classroom. It's horrible on a team. It's destructive in a church. You ought to come here knowing we're not going to be talking about you and running our mouth about you. You listening or not? You ought to know that. Fellowship people, we're just not going to talk bad about folk. But that doesn't mean, if you're a troublemaker, that we won't come up and say, what are you doing? Hush. What are you thinking? See what I'm saying? That's okay to do that. That's right to do. But to talk about somebody, to gossip about somebody? Crazy. You know, it's funny. I don't know about what you heard out there, but I went through the hardest thing I think a man can hardly endure. I'll be honest with you. It was tough, the things I've gone through. But the beautiful thing is, I tried to just be honest, just lay it out as good as I could, even though it killed me and my daughter especially. But, you know, the beautiful thing is truth has a way of dispelling gossip. You know, nobody could come and say, well, did you hear? What did you hear? Because when somebody would do that, people could go, yeah, he told me. It's amazing when we do that. Tell the truth, even if it hurts sometimes. It's better to be that way than to gossip and cover up mess. You understand? Yes or no? This is just smart, guys. God likes unity. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in what? Unity. And I'm late. We're done. Are we done? All right, here we go. Here's the list. What really matters? Here we go. My attitude, my words, my touch, my thoughts, my walk, my actions, and my heart. Amen. Smartness, humility, dumbness, pride, smartness, honesty, dumbness, lying, smartness, gentle hands, dumbness, violent hands, smartness, good thoughts, dumbness, wicked thoughts, smartness, peacemaker, dumbness, troublemaker, smartness, being real, dumbness, being a phony, smartness, unity, dumbness, discord. Can we look at that just real quick? I want you to look at it. Don't look at me. Look at that. Now, if you want to be dumb, it's your fault. You hear me? And if I want to be dumb, it's my fault. Because it's not like he didn't tell us, right? Say. And is being smart over here, is that an impossible task for us to be that way, yes or no? Is any of those things he put up over here, is it impossible for me to be humble, honest, gentle, think right, be a peacemaker, be real, and to promote unity? Is that impossible for me to do? Is this Christian life is so hard, I can't handle it? Is that, can I do this or what? Amen. Come on, let's stand together. Thank you so much. Praise God. Amen. Let's praise Him for His Word this morning. Can we do that? It's His Word. Your Word. Thank you, Lord. Good.